One of the most common civil construction work hazards are vehicle accidents and property damages. In order to prevent vehicle accidents, operators and drivers must do a documented daily inspection on their equipment before they start to work. They must check the fuel levels, the condition of tires, condition of attachments, windows, warning devices, and brakes and controls, and make sure that they are working correctly. Drivers must be properly trained and certified. Routes are leveled, marked, and away from potential hazards like overhead power lines and excavations. One-way system is used where possible. Speed limits are required and clearly displayed, typically 10 miles per hour. Overhead pipe racks on planned roads have the current clearance distance from the road surface identified. And for trucks, when backwards, travel requires the help of another worker who must be kept in view at all times. If no one is available, the driver must walk to the rear of the vehicle to see if all is clear and give an audio signal before starting to reverse. The driver should not rely on automatic warning only. This might not be heard at a busy construction site. So for heavy mobile equipment, rope off, barricade working areas to prevent people from getting too close. Do not take shortcuts across areas where mobile equipment is being operated. Never assume you have the right of way and wear a high visibility vest. Make the operator aware of your presence. What can cause striking object accidents during the civil phase of a construction project? Usually, causes are objects falling from trucks, forklifts, or cranes, loads falling from cranes and excavators, weeping pneumatic hoses, objects falling from scaffolds or heights, flying chips of concrete or rock when power tools are used, grinding discs, improper tool usage or incorrect tool usage. So in order to prevent these striking object hazards, use the correct PPE, barricade lifting zones, and secure loads, secure pneumatic hoses, and avoid people working in the same place on different levels. Here we have an example of striking objects when concrete pumping, when there is air compressing in the discharge hose. If a blockage releases with highly compressed air behind it, the air expands at high velocity and may cause the hose to weep violently. To protect against a weeping hose, personnel should move a careful and reasonable distance beyond the end hose movement area or the point of discharge. Use whip checks at connections, ensure hoses are in good condition, and use the appropriate PPE. Faults. What can cause faults during the civil phase of a construction project? Causes could be uneven surfaces, open excavations, hoses and cables across walkways, a slippery surface like wet, snow, ice and leaves, tools, construction materials and waste in walkways, working areas, ladders and platforms in unsafe condition, improper or incorrect use of PPE at elevated work, and improper tool usage. In order to prevent these false hazards, all open pits and excavations shall be barricaded. The construction area should be well lit. Cords and hoses should be routed away from access areas, and rebar caps shall be used to avoid impaling. Practice good housekeeping, remove all objects that are not on short notice required, use gravel to level the site, use salt or sand in case of snow or ice, use ladders and work platforms to provide safe access to and around the formwork. Whackboards provide safe access to a pile cap and use the proper PPE. Electrocution. What can cause electrocution during the civil phase of a construction project? Causes could be unplanned excavation with unknown underground wiring, unqualified personnel underground concealed wiring, faulty electrical equipment, wet environments, metal ladders not using or improper PPE, improper and or damaged tools.